OL, 24 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. This is Go-Go, the sound of Chocolate City.
So by the time 1976 rolled around, I had been working on this thing. You know, we were doing Top 40, and I used to have to break down and do the percussion. And when you break down and do that percussion, you know, add them congos up in there and them timbales and that Los Latino flavor, everybody started getting into that.
In this next lesson, we're going to learn about go-go. The first beat you're going to hear is what I consider the most basic go-go groove.
This is the Moon Man coming at you live. If you'd like to hear your favorite go-go record, you call the Moon Man right now, 338-4000. The request line is wide open for you. All of you go-go lovers out there.
What's happening now is people are coming in and just saying go-go without looking in depth into what go-go really is.
To swing all the 16th notes that you're playing to try to keep that feel, because what happens is, you know, the drummer's usually laying down a solid groove and all the percussionists in go-go kind of like keep that swinging 16th note type of feel, because they're playing a lot on top. They're playing, they might play a pattern like doom bop, ding ding bop, ding ding bop, ding ding bop, and then you gotta just kind of lay it right in there and just like doom bop, goom, goom, bop, goom, goom, and keep it solid.
Whites don't really know what's happening, most of them. I got friends, you know, because, you know, I'm a white guy. You can see that right in the color, right? I'm a white guy. And I'll go and I'll tell some of my friends who are on the white circuit of town, hey, I'm doing these bands. And they'll say, who are you doing? I'll say, I got a show with Rare Essence, Trouble in the U. And they say, who's that? And they think I'm just some little guy doing shows that like little non-existent things. They don't know that on the other side of town, there's shows with 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people sometimes coming out to funk to them.
Go-go is a new music trend in Washington. It's the type of music where a band plays, a band can play 4 hours and it has the same groove. Sounds like they're playing one long song, but of course they play like 10, 15 different songs, but it has the same groove and it has a different type of funk.
That swinging feel that makes go-go, you know, so special.
Stewart, it's a hardcore driving party music, very positive party music. It's full with heavy percussions, very brassy horns, and a rap, a very decent rap, similar to the rap of a New York, but the guys down here have their own style of rapping. It's called the DC rap. So go-go basically is to sum it all up. It's a hard driving, hardcore beat, party music, continuous music. Go-go. You're not go-going, you ain't gonna go.
high, standing very tall. It's Iceberg Slim playing basketball. Show you right.
We go way back in the 70s, and when we were actually creating what's now known as P-Funk, and Chuck was actually creating a thing called Go-Go, which is a combination of the funk and that swing go-go style, you know. It was basically developed there in D.C., which we call the Chocolate City. And Chuck was the ringmaster. I mean, he's the master of go-go.
In go-go, the swing is more like the pulse is more on the ones, and I mean the downbeat, the quarter notes. So if you have notes, so the swing is more like one, two, where like in the older style, like big band, you know, they would emphasize the swing maybe on like the upbeat, so it'd be more like so it's just a little heavier feel to me. That's what I like about it. That's why I kind of picked up on it.
Everybody, 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 everybody. The inner city kids cannot afford the nice electronical instruments or, to that matter, drums, percussions, and they would take everything from hand-me-down kungas, cowbells, to even taking soda bottles and tin cans, working up to now to go-go's is this sound, this feel.
In the morning, I eat them at night. And then I will be a in the pocket for the duck. All right, we're rolling for the big double room now. Good God, I got a sardines on my plate, I don't need no steak. I got sardines on my plate, I don't need no steak. I eat them in the morning.
You don't have to be a versatile drummer to play go-go. You don't have to be a great drummer. Just the feel itself, because that particular beat came from an old church that I used to go to when I was a kid. And it was real fast, you know, people jump and shout, you know. Mm-hmm. And when I heard Grover Washington, Mr. Magic, he had that feel. He had that, but it was, you know, nice and slow and groovy. I said, oh, man, I like that, Mr. Magic.
Adding some 16th note triplets to the bass drum, you can give the go-go beat a more rock feel.
Until the eagle grin, I need money.
tables and chairs disappeared. That's what really made me feel good.
Shorty Dub! Sugar Daddy makes you want the boogie.
So now that gave me an idea to call this particular type of music go-go, because it just keeps going and going and going and it don't stop. We used to take breaks when we were doing top 40. Now we don't take no breaks. We might play 3 hours without stopping. You know, play just that long, keep people on for that long. We just break down that now and then, might do a slow song.
I said it.
parents can't afford private music lessons, so you've got to come to school to get the music lessons. You know, you want to play the trumpet, you want to play, you know, the trombone, you've got to get in the school band. That way, they give you the instrument to take home, you know, so you can practice. Otherwise, how are you going to get it? There's no way to get it. So that is really that substitutes for the private lessons that a kid with money can get.
Drum player, you're gonna have a rototom player, you're gonna have a congo player. Some bands have just a band guy who does cowbells. The whole front line is always holding some sort of percussion. And the reason why it's go-go, I mean, it's non-stop. It's non-stop funk. And the thing is, you know, it's live, you know, all the way live in the band. You know, say you go to a show, and like up in New York, the DJ plays, everybody's doing their break dancing and dancing, right? When the band comes on in New York, everybody stops. Here it's the exact opposite. Everybody gets off to the band. When the band's taking their break and they're getting ready for another band, the crowd just sitting down taking it easy. You know, it's a non-stop funk groove.
Fila, Adidas.
Fila,
sweatsuit.
Adidas, tennis. We go in these.
This
is what we go in it.
Oh,
Hello.
Spread the hype, dude, going out to the East Coast crew, cause they come drop for you tonight. Spread the hype, dude, going out to the big brother field now.
Everything we that came on the radio, if it was inside, we'd do it. In the top tier, we'd do it. Number one, right on down. And it worked. It worked. And we had people coming from Treasury, Richmond. They had about this logo. We had 1,500 people in there, 1,600 people in the burger room every Wednesday night. And that's when I knew that this thing was going to work.
they gon' solve the case. You just listen to the sound of the funky bass. Like little boy blue, come blow your horn. They gonna boogie on the down to the break of dawn. Like a party over here, a party over there. We got a party all in this atmosphere. You just wiggle your neck and stop your feet and boogie on down to the funky beat. But they call me Fish, and that's my name. And funkin' around, it is my game. So funky's just the thing, you gotta have what it takes. And if you can't funk, then no time to break. So L7 squares, you better get live, cause everybody's trying to get funk my time. And this is what you need, and that's a fact. And with this, you don't need no white tie. So if you're out for lunch, just take a hunch and boogie on down with the rest of the fun. You should be bumping your behind on in the air, all over the world, just everywhere. And if you're on the dance floor, and if you can't hang, just sit on down and let it shake out thing. And if you're still sitting down and can't shake you up, holla.
Pump, 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 pump me up! Shake that thing, shake that thing. You got to shake that thing.
You got to
shake that thing, shake that thing. You got to shake that thing.
Everybody go ahead.
So we can all get together and have some fun. I'm teller here and I'm teller there. I'm telling you now. Like Einstein, the mastermind, all the women thought that he was shy. Like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, they never miss a beat, they're right on time. Like Fat Albert when you wanna eat, it takes a lot of focus to get him out of his seat. When the gang is down at the junkyard, dump Fat Albert to eat into the book of the book. Like Tarzan and Jane, they'll dance to the beat. And Boy and Chi, they'll stop in the feet. If you're still sitting down and you can't get up, holla,
pump, 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 pump me up!
D.C. basically is a very political place here, you know, the White House, the monument. So basically, as far as music is concerned, this D.C. sound is called the go-go. It's the first music that we have had here in a long time to put Washington, D.C. on the map for as far as establishing a sound, the D.C. sound, the go-go.
I was experimenting because, you know, back in those days, like I said, they had go-go clubs, go-go girls, but they didn't have go-go music. And I said, you can call this song style music go-go. I'm trying to create some here.
What you may see here is a spread throughout this country of a sound that will be contributed to D.C. I mean, you know, we've had the Motown sound, we've had the West Coast, East Coast jazz, you know, we've had the Beach Boys. We've had in the history of our music and our relationship with young people, we've had certain times of certain places that sounds were contributed to certain geographical locations of certain groups of people. I think you might see this with the go-go sound of Washington, D.C.
338-4000 WOL, Moon Man Go-Go Request Line.
We're here at the Carolina Music Festival with the king of go-go music, Chuck Brown.
Hello, hello. I'm glad to be here. Thank y'all for having me.
Pump, 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 pump me up!
Everybody dancing!
Now listen, I say we don't want no rock, and we don't want
Go-go, you know, it just goes and goes and goes. And it's spreading, you know, spreading all over the place. And I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful for all the fans that have supported us all these years and the radios and the disc jockeys and all. And it's been fun.